It's now time for another Castle Country Focus, and today I have Nancy Bentley, who is the director at Active Reentry. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming in, because you and I were talking off air. You're a busy woman. You're very busy.
I don't have much leisure time. That's true.
Yeah, you keep yourself busy. That is for sure. So, Nancy, you've got an important, I don't know, anniversary, I guess you could say, that's happening there at Active Reentry. Tell us a little bit about it.
It's very exciting. I really, when people have said times that sometimes days are slow, but years go by fast, I cannot believe 30 years have gone by. And this month, 30 years have gone by since we opened up Active Reentry's doors. Just to remind people, we cover the seven counties of eastern Utah. So we go from Wyoming down to San Juan. So these programs we're talking about, if you know someone in outlying areas, please to give us a call, because we do have offices in the other areas also.
And the wonderful services that you offer are amazing. And we're going to go ahead and jump right in and talk about, because this one I think is important. It's the Susan Coleman funding that helps with the Perky Travel, or did help
with the Perky Travel. Yeah. I think that was not a good day for us at the center when we found out that Susan G. Coleman was pulling out of Utah and they were just combining efforts down in Texas. And for at least 15 years, they've been the funding source for us to keeping the drivers going for Perky Travels, which is our cancer treatment program for individuals that need radiation. They do many types of chemotherapy down here, but they don't do radiation. And so people who need that need to go up every day, go to Provo, and do that for about 6 weeks. So it's quite an intensive program.
You said you're going to do some writing for grants and whatnot.
And take donations. The community's been very good to us over the year. In fact, Castle Country Radio gave us a check for $5,000 from their pie auction. So that's going to be able to help us continue this for at least a few months till we get it somewhat sorted out.
Yeah, because this is just new. You just heard about this.
Correct.
Just not too long ago. So hopefully we can get it all figured out, because I'm telling you, a lot of people use that service.
Many.
Lots of people in both Carbon and Emery counties. So,
and we started it because of that. 24 years ago, we were noticing people were not going for their treatment. They were choosing just to let things go. And so much has happened with better treatment over the years that people are surviving from cancer. It used to be a real scary word. And I'm not going to say that it's not scary, but the treatment and the regimes that way have gotten so much better that people are surviving.
Good.
I mean, for women, our number one death is heart.
Right.
So it's not cancer.
Yeah. All right. So another awesome program that you have is your PAWS program. That's always a big thing.
Been a favorite of mine, of course.
Yeah. You guys do some stuff at the library sometimes, and you also go to some of the nursing homes.
We are going to. In fact, that's something that we're very happy with. With any program that we've done, in fact, our Photos with Santa at Christmas helps fund what we do the rest of the year. And that's we buy carnations, and then during the year when people may not be visiting nursing homes quite as much as they might during the Christmas season, we'll go in and for Valentine's Day and St. Patrick's Day and Easter and Memorial Day, give people a carnation, do a friendly visit with our dogs, do it as a group activity. And it's really gone over well over the years.
So. And the seniors probably just love it.
They do. They Good. Do. I mean, who wouldn't like these, you know, cute little dogs coming in? Well, okay, mine's not so little at 104 pounds, but he thinks he's a lap dog still.
Yeah. All right. And then another great service that you guys offer, too, is the Low Vision program.
Really excited to have that. And with the Low Vision, in fact, Lori's going to be going up to the Uinta Basin area to do low vision services. And that can take on two different elements. One, she can go into someone's home who might be losing their sight. And you're finding that maybe with macular degeneration or glaucoma, people aren't seeing their microwave or their stove, and they're not as comfortable doing their aids to daily living, as we call it, how you do your laundry, how you cook, how you do those things. And she can go in and work with them one-on-one and just teach simple techniques. How do you manage your money? And there's equipment that can go with that, too. They're called CCTVs. And it can take a printed letter or your bank statement, anything like that, and enlarge it. So you can write your own checks, you can be able to see your own financial statements and be able to live independently as much as possible. But she also works very closely with the Division of Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired, and they bring down specialists. So those people might have macular and they don't macular degeneration, and they don't think anything can be done. I have it. But certain lighting and specialized magnification can help. And so we have these clinics. People can come in. It's free of service, free of charge, and be able to sit down with a specialist and find out what might work for them and help them.
Now, how often do you have a specialist come down?
Usually every other month. And so we start building a caseload. If we get a full day's agenda, they'll send someone down. So we just start working with people and building up
appointment list.
Yes.
Because they do have to have an appointment, right?
Before. They do need to have an appointment. They need to call our office and be able to do that. Yes.
Now, this one is kind of neat. I didn't even think anything about it, but I think it's great. iPod Shuffle. You mm-hmm. do a program for individuals that have dementia.
Mm-hmm. It's called the Music and Memory, and it came originally from a program called Alive Inside. And it's very powerful. If anyone has ever seen it, it won the Sundance Award a couple of years ago. And if you find someone who has dementia or any cognitive disabilities, and you go and you play the music of their era, they come alive inside. And it's really a powerful thing to be able to see. Or Lisa's taken one out to a person who is in extreme pain. She was just doubled up in pain. She put on the music and she could just see the body relax and the person's whole personality changed. What we're finding is the very simple original iPod shuffles, they're not making them anymore. So we're asking the community, if you've thrown yours in the drawer because you've upgraded, you've got your music on the phone, if you've got those in your drawer with the chargers, we'd appreciate those, to please bring them in or give us a call. We'll come pick them up because we're really in need of that because they're the very simple process. People could understand how to use that. You just hit this button and off it goes.
Right. So those of you that have those at home, because I know a lot of you do, we all started with those,
exactly.
Downloading our music. So if you have some, Active Reentry could really use them for that program. So look around your house, see what you got. And of course, if you have the charger, that's really important because they do need those.
It is an important element, yes.
Yeah. Oh, another one I wanted to talk about that I think people forget about this is your veteran services representative. Right. You have one here.
We do. And we're excited because we're the only Center for Independent Living in the nation that actually has a veteran service officer on staff. And she will come up every month if we need to, and meet and sit with a veteran, find out about their eligibility. A lot of things have changed. A lot more is open for veterans that hadn't been before. A lot of people hear veteran services and they think about the VA hospital. This is a very different side of this. This is the eligibility. This is the pension. This is the home modification. This is the service eligibility match that can maybe benefit you or your spouse or your kids. And it's free of charge, and she takes appointments also. And so everything that we do when we're bringing people in or bringing down, we just have them call our office, set an appointment, and then we'll go from there.
And she comes down how often?
Every month.
Every month?
And depending on what we're doing in San Juan County, maybe every other month. But right now, she's been coming every month.
So you and I were talking about the different things that veteran services can offer, and people probably don't know all the wonderful things they can do. So going and sitting down doesn't cost anything. It's free,
right.
And you can find out all about this.
She's finding a lot of times that people who maybe 20 years ago went in and the service-related eligibility and the percentage of their disability has now changed. I mean, they've aged 20 years, and so they can get a higher percentage pension change.
Right. Active Reentry, tell us where it's located.
10 South Fairgrounds Road, and our phone number is 637-4950.
So for those of you out there that need to maybe make appointments or have any questions at all about any of their programs, call them. Great people up there. They're more than happy to help you out, or you can stop by and visit with them as well. Now, they're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. They are closed for lunch, but they will stay open. If that's the only time you can meet with them, then give them a call first and they'll be sure to have someone there. So
definitely.
Yeah. All right. Any other fun events coming up? I know you guys always do a 5K.
We do. And that's in September. And that's our big fundraiser of the year.
Well, Nancy, thank you so much for taking time from your busy schedule. And I appreciate you coming in and telling us a little bit about what active reentry can offer through different services. So I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All right. This has been another Castle Country Focus. For more information on this Castle Country Focus or others, be sure to visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.